Welcome to the CEO show, a place where we learn the world community. Tonight is our third anniversary, and I'm happy to say that I've been enjoying every minute of it. We are gathered here with all of these excellent educators, community people. I mean, we have everybody from almost every walk of life, and we learn from everybody, but especially from our educators. This podcast and Conscious Corner and the website is all inspired by the Black Studies Department at Long Beach State, various Black leaders, Neely Fuller Jr., Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. I mean, just I can name many, many of them. Dr. Khalid Muhammad, Louis Farrakhan. I mean, just many, many educators and scholars. I'm overjoyed with what's going on here at the Community Education Network. Now, we have a team here. I'm gonna go to the website and then I'm gonna talk about the people that's actually here. And I gotta mention other people. So let me make sure we have them. Go to the website to the about section, but I'll show you the home page and how we get on this podcast in Conscious Corner. So let me share the screen. So here's our website, and you see we have all of these pages up here. And on our home page, we always have what's coming on the podcast. So you see here, yesterday we had Conscious Corner, and the topic was, Are Black Athletes Exploited? Very good. That's one of our shorter shows. And it was very good. Professor Ra came on and he gave us a lesson. So he took a page out of his class, and I enjoyed every minute of that. And then, as you can see right here, our third anniversary, and this is how anybody could join the podcast because it's open to the public. So you can just join right here if you have the Zoom application on your phone or your computer, and also there's a call-in for the Zoom. So, and then as you see, we have a petition on here. And this is a petition to help the elderly people that are seriously mentally ill and they can become homeless. So we have a petition. It'd be good if people went and signed this petition. So you can go to communityeducationnetwork.com and you'll see our website. And let's go to this about section so I can tell you about the personalities that we have on our team. So that's me. I'm just a code advocate. And if you go on there, you'll see what I mean about that. And I can explain that later. So we have Professor Amara. He's actually here. And he's a great inspiration for this podcast and for all of this that's going on. He's my number one mentor and one of the greatest guys I ever met. And if you just go to the podcast section on the website, you'll hear a lot of audios, and he's on almost every one of those. And also you can go to YouTube at Community Education Network, and Professor Ra is continuing to educate us, and he's one of the greatest guys I ever met, like I said. And you got Joe Hembrick. He's the co-host of the Conscious Corner. And he's another highly educated guy. And you can read about him. We got Dr. Terry Strong. You can read about her. She's an author, website contributor. Got another author, CJH Moore. He's very busy. That's why he don't visit us much, but he's a part of our crew. He's been on many times on the podcast. We got Brother Muko out of Baltimore. You can read about him. He's famous for the Care Unit. He did many shows. We got Brother Thomas. He has a under the perspective writing, he has a writing on there. He's also an author and a website contributor. And he comes on the podcast quite often. We got Miss JW. She's an educator. She's in New York now. She was out here on the West Coast with us. She was a colleague of mine, but now she's in school. She's been on about six or seven times. We got Sister Making It Happen. She's here right now. And she's also a podcast contributor and a podcast host. She has a podcast about financial matters. So I'll let her explain all of that when she speaks. She's here this evening. We got Sister Linda Shorter. Sister Linda is always bringing us great guests. And she also is very involved with inventions, Black inventions. So she'll talk about that when she comes on. She's here. We got Brother DX. Brother DX is out of Atlanta right now. He's, matter of fact, seemed like he'd been all over the place, but he'll tell you about himself. He's another contributor to the podcast and gets very good guests to come on and share information with us. So I let him talk. And let me mention a few other people that's not on here. We got Brother Iweze. He's an author and educator. He's been with us since we started. We have Brother Mashinda. Brother Mashinda was here. Is he still here? Let me see. No. Okay, but he was here. I think he's at a wrestling match for his nephew. So he may pop back in. But Brother Mashinda is out of Louisiana, and he's an educator. He works at a junior college, a technical college. He's an administrator there. And we got Sister Aziza, used to come on with us almost every time. She's also a podcast contributor. She was the guest for one show. We got Brother Ronnie, another educator. He's been on numerous times. He's a retired teacher, and he's in Oklahoma right now. And he was supposed to be on tonight. We got Brother Hood, another educator that's a co-worker of mine. And he said he was going to come this evening if he can. And he has a show coming up on January 17th. So he'll be back on January 17th. We also have that comes all the time, Brother Doctor. He's Professor Amon-Ra's favorite. Brother Doctor he's our antagonistic guy. And he said he does it on purpose. So he likes to bring a lot of out of us and Professor Amon-Ra. So Brother Doctor is a real good contributor for our platform. We got Dr. Charles Alexander. And Dr. Charles Alexander, he is a licensed clinical psychologist. I think that's his title. And he comes on and he gives us a lot of good information about the psychological field. And also he has another podcast he belongs to called The Level Set. And he allows me to put them up on YouTube. And him and his crew, they're really good. Really good. It's one of my favorite podcasts. And we have Brother Kwabena. He's the nephew of Chijaga. What's up, Professor Rod? What's up? You on mute?
Chijaga Pratt,
Chijaga Pratt,
Geronimo Pratt.
Geronimo Pratt, one of our strong Black leaders that passed away, but. That's Kwabena is his nephew, and I could tell where he get his intellect from.
He's from Chicago.
What's that?
He's
Yeah, he is in Chicago.
based in Chicago.
Yep. And then we have Damian McCalman. He's been on the show about four or five times, and he always contributes to us by getting us a lot of good guests. And then you have Tori Bailey. She's a homeless advocate. And she's a part of our podcast, and also she's a co-author on the book that we're going to put out. And then we have our newest member, Tess Jones. She's an author, and she's also helping me with getting another guest. Matter of fact, she's on with us tonight, and she's going to tell us about the topic next week because she's coming on. She's our guest next week. So Tess Jones, welcome to our platform and our team. And
Great writer.
then we have one of our most important persons that keep us on, and that's I'm gonna go ahead and say it, my niece, and she's our tech person. She's the one responsible for all of this information on this web. Matter of fact, she built this website. So she's really important to our cause because she keeps us going and makes sure everything is operating well on this website. But I don't want to take up all the time running my mouth, so I'm gonna go to the panel that's the people that's actually here that's a part of the team. Welcome everybody. I'm glad you came, and I want to hear from you guys about whatever you want to talk about, present to us and what you think about what we do here. So I'm gonna start with our tech person. Are you talking this evening?
Mostly listening because I'm driving, so
You just listening? You don't have nothing to say?
She's
I'm
driving.
happy anniversary. How's everybody doing?
All right,
Great,
good.
great, excellent.
Blessed, blessed.
That's sister Joshine. Yeah. So everybody's fine. So I'm gonna
Good.
go. If you don't have too much to say, it's okay. I don't be having too much to say either. I just like learning and loving it. Okay. Sister Linda.
Yes. Oh, I'm just saying, congratulations. 3 years, that's good. But I want to know if that's your niece, the one that I talked to, that's
Yes,
supposed to help me.
it is.
Oh, okay. Well, good, because I need to talk to you again now. For
It
real.
is.
Yeah, she's going to help me with a project.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you still have her number?
Yes, I know. Text it to me again, please, because I cracked the screen on that phone, but please text it to me.
Will do. So, Sister Linda, you have anything to talk about and say?
No, only thing I'm saying is congratulations. 3 years is I like that. And I love this what we're doing because we have to keep giving the information and with the community and educate, everybody, because we all come from different walks of life, but we put it together. So let's keep doing what we're doing and make it stronger.
That's great. I'm glad you're here. Glad you're here. So I'm gonna go to Miss Tess Jones. Miss Tess Jones, you wanna kind of say a little bit about yourself again, and then also what we're gonna have next week, and then anything else you wanna say?
Okay, well, I'm not too talkative this evening either, but I'm Tez Jones, author, performer. I do outreach at jails, prisons, because I believe an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So I have a very soft spot for the youth. It's easier to prevent them from becoming hardened criminals than to revert hardened criminals, so to speak. So I really have a special place in my heart to work with what's called the wayward youth, the misguided, misunderstood youth. I'm also the author of the book, The Crackhead Poet, and next week's subject will be entitled Lifelines, which is on page 50 of the book. I will keep you in suspense until that time about what the lifeline involves. But that's the subject matter for next week's talk, for next week's podcast.
All right. Appreciate it. Looking forward to that. All right, sister, making it happen. Tell us what's happening.
I'm happy to see you all, and congratulations to the Community Education Network team and community for commitment and sticking to it and arriving to 3 years. It's definitely been a great journey, and I'm glad to be able to be part of it. Lots going on in the world. I'm looking forward to getting back on and talking about the financial wellness and, you know, connecting wealth to our health. In addition, I want to begin to talk about a topic that has recently been affecting me in terms of workplace harassment and bullying and toxic work environments. And I want us to be able to dialogue about what that looks like so that we can begin to face those obstacles and grow from them, as opposed to letting the impact of those toxic environments rest on you and affect your health and your relationships and your family, but really dialoguing and reasoning to be able to defend ourselves in the hostile environments that we work in, where there's bullying and harassment taking place on a daily basis. So looking forward to sharing that in the 2024 and how we can protect ourselves in the hostile landscape that we live in here in America. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. All right, Brother DX.
Yes. Greetings, everyone. It is indeed an honor and quite a man, just being a part of what y'all been doing for the last 3 years and finding me, you know, that I could be able to just listen and learn so much information and so many people that are inspiring and being able to share and just give their, you know, view of the world, because we have all these different perspectives and putting them together. It's so important. So thank you so much for just taking the time out, you know, week in, week out, and being dedicated and being disciplined and being obedient to spirit to just have the platform so that people can utilize it in that way, because you've had some of the best guests on here and some of the information that has been articulated and assimilated from this platform is life-changing. People's lives have been changed. People's lives will be changed, and there's more to come. And just keep up the tremendous work, you know, with everybody that's involved, just taking their time out and participating and being a part of this really tremendous platform. So thank you, and, you know, just keep it up, man. I'm glad to be a part.
I'm glad you're here, and I appreciate it very much so. All right, Professor Rye.
Honey County, everyone, wishing you blessings without number and all good things without end. I want to say a Asante Sana to Brother Rasha P for all the work that he's done to keep this platform going, putting up his own money, putting up his own energy and time to make sure that we have the Tuesday and Wednesday podcast. I want to also say that our struggle is a long, protracted struggle. As Martin Luther King said, I may not get there. But we will get to the promised land of liberation, mental and spiritual. We have shaken the physical shackles off of us, but many of us are still stuck in the spiritual and mental shackles. And that, and this platform is trying to be an antidote or an answer, a solution, to lift the consciousness of people, discussing controversial issues, challenging issues, for those that view and those that see it on post. It's just a thing. You fight with what you have. You struggle with what you have. We love our people. We put the people first. We speak truth to the people first, and then we speak truth to power, and we speak truth to ourselves. You show me a person that's committed to knowledge and education, I'll show you somebody that studies. This is why we are grateful for all the contributors of the program throughout the last 3 years. But you know, we got to grow, and we got to build. And there's so much that we take on our responsibility to deliver truth and knowledge to the people, because that will set them free and it may help somebody. You know, when we discuss black male-female relationships, that may help somebody. When we discuss the development of the black child, that may help somebody. When we discuss violence in the black community, that may help somebody. And that's all we're trying to do is be a soundboard where people can ask questions to the presenters, and at the same time, spread the podcast. So if you know a person that got a program or a concept or a book that may want to discuss it, let us know. And especially if it's relevant to our liberation, our development, and our consciousness, and especially if it will help somebody. And we deeply appreciate the initiative of Sister Linda, Sister Tears, Sister making it happen, for their creativity of dealing with various issues and solutions as women. And we have to have two sides of truth. There's the male side of the truth and there's the female side of the truth. But we all in this together. And there's a youth side of the truth. And so we try to have that pyramid structure on the program. To last for 3 years is like building an institution. Longevity is the struggle. The Palestinians have been fighting for over 50, 60 years. And they haven't given up yet, regardless of all the bombs and all the destruction, regardless of the effort of this country to convince us to be comfortable in our oppression and be grateful that we're in this country and all that type of stuff, and at the same time suppressing our women and suppressing our participation in the system, economically, educationally, and politically. So the struggle continues, and we are taking it upon ourselves to be the vanguard of morality and ethics and principled knowledge. So again, I want to thank Brother Rashid for all he does to try to bring top speakers to the platform. And as well as I said, put up his money and put up his time and really is committed to this program. He's passionate about it. I want to thank him for the compliments of me being part of his life and his family, his beautiful, beautiful family. I want to thank them also for supporting him in this endeavor. And it's a struggle. We struggle, and we always say we struggle to come into being, that's called birth. We struggle to make the best of our being, that's called life. And we struggle not to go out of being, that's called the quest for immortality. And we, everything is a struggle, a challenge, but we have to stay cool, calm, and collected. And remember that our goal is a deep love for our people and teaching them and educating them to love and respect themselves. That we are a sacred people, and we must teach each other as a sacred. We must convert our homes to a sacred space. No cussing, no violence, no arguing. And we must conduct ourselves with the highest example of how we want our people to be. And this is what this program is about. And I want to say again, Asante to Brother Rashid for all that he do, and Asante to each and every one of you that has been a part of this program. Sante sana tutana.
Appreciate it all, Professor Ra. So we just had Brother Masinda and Brother Ronnie come in. Brother Masinda, are you able to talk?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Can hear you well. Anything
Yeah,
you want to say? We are, I already mentioned you and let everybody know that you, a contributor to
Right.
the podcast and on a almost on a show basis, every show, but.
Yeah, well, I just want to say, good job. Well done. 3 years. Glad to be checking in twice a week, Brother Rob and Professor Rod and Brother Hibrick, and also just being part of the thought, discussion, and staying in the struggle. I'm done. I just, you know, I like to say, I just chime in. I wanted to catch a few minutes and say, keep up the good work. All right.
Likewise, brother, you keep up the good work. Appreciate what you be doing. Brother Ronnie, welcome, welcome. Any words, Brother Ronnie? Can you hear me? Professor Rye?
Yeah.
Brother Ronnie, I can't hear you. Can you hear us?
No, I don't think you can.
Brother Ronnie, can you hear us?
He's trying to make it.
So let's see if he can chime in. But yeah, I also want to thank everybody because this is a passion of mine, and I love to learn all this great information from people. Matter of fact, I study people. I've been working in education for what, maybe over 30 years, and in an environment, I you know, I study my environment, and when you look at what's going on, and everybody can look around them, and when you're out in the neighborhood or in the community somewhere, in the stores and wherever you go, you just, the behavior of people, and especially people in areas that are low income, and it's disheartening at times to see people behave in a manner that's very non-constructive, and it just it disturbs me to see what people do, and then how impressionable people are, to the point where you just have to understand that they're going through something. And so that's why I find it important for people who do know, teach and keep learning and keep teaching. Is our theme is each one teach one. So hopefully, you know, whatever we're doing here, I know I enjoy it, that it's making an impact in somebody's life. So let me see. Brother Ronnie is coming in.
Loading in progress.
Brother Ronnie.
Yeah.
I got a little echo, yeah. So you got, that's coming out of the other computer or something.
It is. Okay. Yeah, I put it on my iPad. That's the only way I could get it.
Okay. Well, everybody didn't.
You got to cut the other words. Machine off.
I already mentioned you and.
Cut the computer off so you won't clash.
Okay.
All right.
Did I get it?
No, it's still an echo.
Try it now.
The computer is.
Yeah, you're good. You're good now.
So you want to say anything about you can tell us a little bit about yourself again, and then also tell us about, you know, things about the platform that you know, anything you want to say.
Give me a second. I've been fooling around trying to get my computer going all this time. I can't even see all of you guys. I don't know what's going on.
Well, we hear you, we see you good, and we hear you real good.
Of course, I've participated a couple of times over the years. This is a platform that's informative, interesting, at times controversial, at times maddening and challenging, but always bringing new ideas, new thoughts, new takes, new perspectives on current situations that are important to Black life and life in general, but certainly Black and Afrocentric education and knowledge. Gosh, it just has covered so many different areas with such a wide variety of speakers that it's an awesome forum that to me it's probably suffering from not having enough people aware of it and taking part in it and experiencing some of the highs and lows you get from dialogue among educated professionals and some and you really don't have to be educated to be a professional about certain subjects. But mostly educated folks who are bringing different perspectives. And I know some of your guests have not particularly been educated beyond the high school level, but oftentimes those are some of the brightest and sharpest people you can find who are being educated through the streets and just life in general. But, you know, it's all of the people that I have turned onto the site and I've shared the podcast with have been just really geeked by it and interested in it. It's an interesting idea and concept that should be more widespread in this country. And there are a lot of podcasts out here, but a lot of them are just for the personal glorification of the podcaster himself or to build his brand or specifically to get hits and make money. But this one is particularly and strictly about the education of our peoples and the education of the peoples who run this country. Other than that, my efforts go out to, my congratulations go out to Brother Ron, Brother Hendrick, of course, and of course, Roscani. Just amazing work you guys have been doing, and just keep it up. That's my take. I haven't heard anything that you guys have been talking about, but is there anything in general that you would like to speak on or catch me up quickly?
We just basically everybody just gave their take on what we've been doing and that's it. It just was, you know, third anniversary and let's keep doing it. Let's keep striving to help people and you know and help each other.
By all means.
Yeah, so it's a good thing. I love it, Ronnie, and I appreciate you coming this evening. And we
Would
gotta
you
get
introduce me to some folks up, Sister Making It Happen and Brother DX? I haven't been formally introduced to you folks.
yeah. Brother DX is he's out of Atlanta. He's
Okay.
a he's one of those guys that's a descendant from Black Wall
Yeah.
Street. As a matter
Yeah,
of fact,
my
yeah,
son.
he's an Oklahoma dude like you, Ronnie. Yeah.
Is
So
it?
guys, yeah, he's an Oklahoma guy. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
my son is in Atlanta.
Go ahead, sister, make
Okay.
it happen.
Well, nice to meet you, Brother Ronnie. I actually saw a couple of your shows you did, so I kind of feel like I know you.
Okay.
Good to kind of see you and meet you again. But yeah, I'm really proud of the Community Education Network. I think one of my favorite shows, of course, is all of my shows. But in addition to that,
Course, of
one of
course.
my favorite show is when Brother the therapist from up in the Bay Area, Brother Melvin,
Okay.
really connected with him, was really inspired by a black man who is focused on mental health. And so I'm really happy to be in his presence, to know him, to collaborate with him. And him and I talked recently about doing some projects together around the youth that I work with in regards to mental health issues. Of course, I truly believe that cash rules everything around me, cream, and it's because we don't have any cream that we have mental health issues. So I'm big on, making sure that we understand how money works and we know how to use the concepts to enrich our lives. But we have had great people on the show, and I've heard all of us on the show that have spoken here today. Kudos and congratulations, and looking forward to a 2024 where we can bring more heat, bring more knowledge, and really teach and help our folks to apply these concepts that we're bringing to them. So as Professor Ross said, we can continue to grow and expand our people, you know, and think about the young people, think about our children, our grandchildren, and our great grandchildren. How can we make the road a little easier for them so they don't have to recreate some things? Because it's still going to be hostile for them as long as we in this, where we at, it's going to continue to be hostile. But as long as we work together and we're a family and we support each other, we can get through those trials and tribulations. So again, good to meet you, Brother Ronnie. And I appreciate the time that you listen. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So she's talking about Melvin Mercer, right?
Yeah.
His son. His son. Yeah, he's a therapist. So now
Melvin Mercer, whose son? Ra's son?
No. The person that Sister Making It Happen talking about
how
connected with. Okay. Yeah. And we got also Tess Jones, Ronnie. She's like one of our newest members, one of our team members here. And she's out of Florida with Sister Linda. And Sister Linda too is out of Florida. And then we got our tech person, Miss Joe is on here. She's the one that keeps us technically inclined. And then you Brother Mashinda too, Ronnie, is here. I know you.
Yeah, Mashinda, somewhere in the South.
Yeah, he's in Louisiana.
Yeah, I remember him.
So everybody had a few words, and I'm just appreciative. Do anybody else have anything else they want to say before we get out of here?
Yeah, this Brother DX. How you doing, Brother Ronnie? It's good to know you, man, and making that connection. We're definitely, you know, if you got some folks out here, you know, your family and everything. Basically, what I do, I'm health and wellness. All right, we have formulas for diabetes. We have formulas for not only diabetes but weight loss as well. And we dealing with, you know, most of the time the diet is what causes a lot of the for people to have mental health issues based on, you know, what they consume and what we eat. Yeah, it has a lot to do with it. So, you know, I also have a CBD store, so that, you know, and we deal with pain, anxiety using the CBD and different forms of the cannabis, you know, to help people with their stress, anxiety. A lot of folks who have hypertension, you know, which turns into high blood pressure and stuff like that. So we have formulas for that as well. You know, just getting people off of those pills, you know what I mean? Like we the alternative, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gatekeeping now for that. You know what I'm saying? Just helping people redesign their DNA and reconstruct their cells on a molecular level, just for optimal health and consciousness as well. So, you know, that's what we do.
So I can anytime I can connect you, Brother Ronnie, with him.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Well, good to meet both of you. Mental health field, Sister Making It Happen is my sisters are both have mental health issues, as do several members in our family, and including yours truly, probably. It's an area that's often overlooked in the Black struggle. So many of our people who are unfortunate are caught up in the system, are caught up in the poverty and homelessness and things of this nature. Well, the key element there is mental health issues, as well as just educational issues. But mental health is often a deterrent from them being able to have a seemingly normal life. Who would define that? But, you know, job, house, car, you know, kids, and to be able to function in society on a consistently passable level. So many folks are just have mental health issues that, you know, a lot of the issues are getting dealt with, but that is the one that is central to all of their dysfunction, and it's the least getting dealt with. And the lady that I moved to California with had mental health issues and ended up in her premature death. So I've seen it up close and personal. I salute you for your efforts in that field, because that's a really, really tough field, and people are not listening. even our people are not listening. So many brothers and sisters have serious health challenges that are not being dealt with. So
see,
keep
for yeah, one of the because I, you know, from a metaphysical perspective, is usually how I try to help a lot of the clients from the, you know, because I do have soldiers and women with children that have like autistic issues or maybe ADHD and some other issues, basically stemming it, like just realizing like we're like electronic robots in a sense. Our brain functions off of electrical magnetic waves. So your neurons, when they connect, they make these different sparks. And due to some of the social structures, those sparks are not being connected properly. So it's like trying to download certain information, you get an error. Like that error causes people's like to really not function properly according to what we would perceive as being normal. When we back that up and we can redirect how those neurons are connecting and taking time out just with certain therapies that are natural therapies, such as sound therapy, utilizing the different smells, you know what I mean, in the household, certain frequencies and tones and stuff like that, how you speak to the child, how you speak to a person that's experiencing these type of things, those help to create a different response in the neurotic patterns of like how they respond to these sounds and frequencies. Most people who have mental health issues have a trigger. You know what I mean? Once that trigger is and then you can de-triggerize that so that they don't respond the same way, just like in a computer, how you program it. It's like everybody has a program that's running. And when you press a certain button, of course, they're going to react a certain way according to what's being downloaded. So what we do is reverse the download and start regenerating cells, recalibrating how the nervous system reacts according to the emotions. And, you know, it takes a little time. Like some of our like relief therapy and some of our other serums that we have and our bitters and the tinctures, you know what I'm saying? It can take up to about 90 days, you know what I'm saying? 108 days to get a correction on certain things. But we've seen some really accurate results, you know what I mean, in that time. So some a little sooner, but you know, within that 108 days, we've seen some really, really, really positive results that, you know, some families have like just, you know, changed everything. So, and I know some other people doing some really good work, but I'm just letting y'all know if y'all dealing with some, diabetes or, especially like the high blood pressure, trying to lose some weight, you know, you might have liver issues. We do have some tonics and some elixirs for you, you know, that will help you with that.
Gotcha.
All right. Appreciate it.
Brother, yes, I also wanted to say I'm really honored to know Brother DX is putting down the work. You said in Atlanta?
Yes. Yes. In Atlanta.
That's definitely got to make sure that there's some type of resource where we can connect with one another. I would definitely recommend that. And then the other exciting person that I was able to connect with on the CNA and EN show was Sister Linda Shorter. All of her works around the inventions, it's been so enlightening and just really honored by the different guests that you have on here and all the specialties that we bring to the table. And it's really, really important, like I said, that we connect and work with one another as we continue to grow.
Appreciate it. So, Linda, any last words?
No, I don't have any last words, but I'm just loving this. And Brother Ronnie, because I've heard you also, now I'm going to go back and listen to every video that we have had, because I've learned so much and I'm still learning, and I cannot wait to see what we're doing in 2024.
Well, thank you. That's the ultimate compliment. I just appreciate Risa Rigo, Ra, Ruskani, and Brother Hendrick for working so hard to keep this forum going, because that has to be tough. That has to be a tough job, and somebody's got to do it. And it's just, it's, I consider it to be an honor to even be a part of it. And the fact that it's 3 years old, I remember when I was first approached about it, I said, me on the podcast? Are you kidding? I mean, I really, that was my take on it, you know? And I said, well, the first thing I did, I talked to my girl about it, and she said, well, first thing you'd have to do is clean up your language. At times, your language is rather colorful, but I said, well, then you take away my heart and my soul if I have to do too much cleaning up. So I've been able to get by pretty good on here, but it's, you know, it's exciting. I mean, it's the first one I did, I was anticipating it all day, and I looked at some notes I had and for about 10 minutes, and then I thought, let me put this down because I'm best coming from here. And I know enough about enough subjects that I can, just being an educator, which is, as we all know, who all educated people and all, it doesn't have to be book education or university. There's a lot of education. Half of my good education was I learned on the streets of Oklahoma City and Tulsa, doing crazy stuff. So there's a whole bunch of ways to go about getting educated, but spreading that knowledge among others has been our job, Professor Ra, Muscani, and myself, as educators, and Brother Hembrick as well. But, you know, just being a guru, being a coke puller, just, you know, just at Thanksgiving dinner, we had at my niece's house, just sitting around with my nephews and my nieces, and they just said, Uncle Ronnie, start spitting. And the spitting was just, you know, they were just coming up with subjects and asking for my take on it. And just, I feel honored to be able to share that knowledge with people. And whether they like it or not, and I guess you could say I'm highly opinionated, but, and I have my views on issues, but I'm certainly willing to listen to the other side if they're being rational and they're not being racist and coming at me with some bullshit. But for the most part, as far as my view and my takes on the world and politics, my biggest teacher was William F. Buckley, one of the world's most famous conservative writers. And I studied him extensively when I got out of college, and I listened to him. And he's definitely right wing, and I definitely don't agree with a lot of his views, but I agree with his thinking and his approach to all of the social problems, the unsolvable social problems that we have as a peoples. I am a firm adherent of listening to Bill Maher. Show. He's a, I'm sure you guys are aware, I'm a very liberal comedian that has an HBO show, and he slams the left as much as he does the right about their shortcomings, but he's a brilliant, brilliant man, and he has some brilliant guests. I just love seeing people like that in action so I can get different takes on it. And he always, on every show, we'll have a guy whose opinions are pretty much opposite. And he just had DeSantis on this show, and he's had Ted Cruz on the show, and just listen to different perspectives from that are totally different than what I believe. And these intelligent people, you know, these, Ted Cruz is a Harvard Law graduate. You don't get through Harvard Law and being an idiot. But as far as his political views are concerned, he sounds like a crazy man to me. But I want to know what my enemy or what the folks that are different from me are thinking. I want to know what their perspectives are. And that's the real essence in itself of critical thinking. If you just listen to one side all the time, you become one side. You need to be able to reach out and at least talk to the other side. And that's what he stresses, talking to the other side, because, you know, whether our positions are correct or not, there's 70 million people in this country voted for a madman. I mean, that's significant. That's extremely significant, and they can't be discounted whatsoever. And they said, well, you get rid of Trump, you get rid of MAGA. No, you don't. MAGA was there before Trump came. He just took it to a new level. But great show. Look forward to being a part of it in 2021 and further beyond.
All right. Appreciate it, Ronnie. Miss Tez, any last words? Miss Tez, are you still there?
Yes, sir. Once again, I'm glad to be invited to join you folks. I'm looking forward to just interacting, being a part of everything, and bringing whatever contribution I can to the platform.
Well, I tell you, I read that book, and you definitely have some wisdom that can be shared, and we can learn a lot from you. So I'm glad you're a part of us. Professor Ra, I'm going to let you take us out.
Well, I just want to say, first of all, to my brother, Ronnie Robbins, good to see you, brother.
Good to see you. How you feeling physically, man?
Man, you know, what can I say, man? You, as Harry Tubman said, no matter what, you got to keep going. If you're hungry, you got to keep going. If you're tired, you got to keep going. You know, that's the only way you're going to get the liberation. But the point is that this is a platform that is open to speak truth, as I said, to the people, speak truth to power, and speak truth to ourselves, and discuss critical issues that affect the African-American community and the worldwide African community. We discuss Haiti, we discuss the struggle, we discuss the Palestinian struggle. Wherever people are struggling for justice. As Martin Luther King said, the moral arc of the universe is long, but it's always been towards justice. And we have to just try to continue what Rasha Key has given us a platform to do. Fight with what we have. This technology, being able to speak to people in Atlanta, Florida, in various countries, Oklahoma, Atlanta, and all of those places, you know, you get a cross section of information, as Brother Robert was saying, you know, and so we're just going to continue it. And just if you have a subject or a concept that you want to discuss and get some feedback on, just let us know. We'll try to get you on. So that you, and if you know somebody that you think have a serious message to our people that help them solve their interpersonal problems or group problems or community problems or any issues that they help them contribute to solving problems. You know, that's what Brother Ronnie was saying, that, you know, you learn tools and weaponry and things for our liberation, our conscious liberation. And so I'm just so grateful to be a part of the program. I plan to continue, you know, and be serious about it. You got to be serious. This is a serious struggle we're in. And,
no doubt.
One thing Biden and Trump got in common, they're both white. And they're both descendants of the people that enslaved us. You know, no matter what they say, and they still see us as slaves. Tools to be used. So, it's just a beautiful thing to know who you are, where you are, and decide to have a mission to make a difference. So thanks again, Rasha Key, and we wish all of you blessings without numbers, all good things without end. And we say welcome. You found your family in a peaceful place. And we wish for you the best prosperity, physical, mental, and spiritual health. All right there, bro.
Okay, Professor Rob, what we got for next Tuesday?
Oh, wow. I forgot. But I'm just serious. I think Jabal may be in town.
Oh, well, that's always a treat.
Yeah, I'll let you know. He's supposed to be here. He's supposed. Oh, maybe Dr. Karanga is going to come on. I got to find out what day he's going to come on and discuss the history and origin of Kwanzaa.
Well, we'll do a special edition show if he's not able to come on a Tuesday.
Okay.
But we'll make it happen. Like sister say, make it happen, huh, sister?
That's who we may be coming
So
on.
we got Tez Jones next week. And Tez Jones, what's the topic again? Lifelines, right?
Lifelines.
All right, looking forward to that. Good people. We're going to take our pause. Thank you.
All right then. Thank you, brother.
All
South
right.
Sun.
Peace and
Hey,
blessings.
Ronnie.
Bye. Everybody have a good week. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You hear from Sydney?